Understanding and responding to prompts is not a skill that comes naturally to kids. This is actually super complex and requires a process for them to successfully master the goal. In today's tip, we will be exploring strategies for tackling the prompt and responding in a way that fully supports its ask. If you find that you need additional support with teaching this or that your students have a hard time understanding this, then this episode is for you, and I look forward to meeting you inside. Welcome to the Literacy Dive Podcast, a podcast for educators who want to take a deeper dive into all things reading and writing instruction. I'm your host, Megan, a true lover of all things literacy. Join me each week as we dive into teaching tips, engaging ideas, and actionable step-by-step strategies and examples to help you close the gap and lead confidently with best practices. I'm all about keeping things simple and digestible so that you can implement what you learn here as soon as tomorrow. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Literacy Dive Podcast. Last week in episode 162, I shared ideas for mastering the basics, which focused on reinforcing core writing skills. Today's tip is geared toward understanding prompts. Specifically, we are going to think about writing prompts, but you will be able to do this level of deep dive with other subjects as well, like math and science, if it has a form of a prompt. So it is important to know that while I'm going to be focusing on a writing prompt, the tips today can be applied to any place that a student has to read a question or read a piece of text for them to have to comprehend and then respond or have to answer. With all of that being cleared up and out of the way, I am ready to dive into these tips and strategies. Now, it's important that you gain strategies to help your students effectively understand and respond to various writing prompts because this is a critical skill for testing success. The goal here is to demystify testing prompts for students, teaching them how to dissect those prompts, plan their responses, and to utilize quick brainstorming techniques in order to generate ideas and then allow them to get started much easier than just throwing the prompt their way and telling them to write. So the first thing that we want to do is we want to understand the writing prompt. And there are going to be important elements for this. We have to focus on clarifying the different prompt types. And you'll want to begin by explaining the different types of prompts that students might encounter, such as narrative, persuasive, expository, argumentative. You will want to provide clear definitions and keywords and/or phrases to look out for that will indicate that type of writing that is going to be required. You will also want to practice the act of dissecting that prompt, and this is going to be key in helping students to understand it. So for this, you're going to want to teach students to break down those prompts into manageable parts. And this could look like pulling out the subject or the topic, looking closely for that task or the command that's going to tell them what they have to do, and looking for any specific requirements or a structure that prompt tells them that they need to follow. Because if they do not follow according to what the prompt says, then they are not going to score as high as they can when it comes to replying to what that prompt is asking. So you would want to use real examples to practice this skill together in class, and you also want to do this repetitively so that students have ample time to explore the different strategies and to ultimately feel comfortable with doing this independently. So your action step for this idea of understanding the prompt is to think about where your students are right now. If students do not understand the different types of writing, take some time to teach these different types, as many of them will take on different structures. You cannot respond to a narrative the same way that you would need to respond to a persuasive prompt. And you'll want to tell students that, explain it, and make it visual for them. The way that you can make this visual is by using many examples for students to go back and to reference. You'll want to give every student a highlighter and have them start identifying the important parts of several prompts. They do not need to write at this time. They simply need to identify the elements. Having those parts stand out to them, that's going to be the visual checkpoint for students to ensure that they have included that necessary criteria in their responses. The second big area that we want to look at when it comes to tackling the prompts are quick brainstorming techniques. One that comes to mind is a simple brain dump. And if you have done this as an adult, then you know it is basically taking everything in your brain, everything that you're thinking about, and putting it out on a piece of paper. So what we want to do here is encourage a brain dump method where students will jot down all the ideas that come to their mind without worrying about the order, about the relevance of it. We don't place focus on those types of things right now because everything that they write down is going to be pared down and then organized into a plan afterward. So this is just getting those ideas onto paper. I'm also thinking about the 5 W's and H, which the H stands for how. You will want to teach students to quickly generate ideas by asking who, what, when, where, why, and how questions that are related to the prompt. That is going to help them to cover different angles of that topic that they are faced with. So when you are giving them the prompt, it's going to be as simple as coming up with a question, asking it to your class, and having them jot down their thoughts on a blank piece of paper that is going to generate that idea, spark those answers to those different questions. When it comes to brainstorming, you might also want to try flash mind mapping. And when you think about flash, you should think about fast. This is really, really quick. So for this, you're going to introduce a quick version of mind mapping where students are going to draw a central idea in the middle of the page, and then they're going to quickly branch out with related ideas, related words, and/or phrases, whatever comes to mind. It might even be appropriate for your students to include pictures or symbols, but it really depends on the prompt and where your students are. This is a helpful method for expository writing, for informative, persuasive, argumentative, and opinion writing, which, let's be honest, is probably going to be a type of writing that your students will face when they are being tested. So while we can break apart those different types of writing even further to get them more specific to that type, that basic mind mapping is going to work for at least those 5 different types. So that is something too that you might want to introduce to students and have them take on as a form of the quick brainstorming. So your action step here is to carve out 3 to 5 minutes that are reserved strictly for brainstorming strategies. This is going to be such an important step for students. It clears their minds and it allows them to pull from their brainstorm of ideas when it's time to actually start writing. If you can use a variety of different types, again, like pulling in opinion writing, narrative writing, informational writing, if you can include a variety of those types in this practice time for students to become familiar with when it's time to generate the proper types of reasons or supporting details, that is going to help them best. So you want to teach them, again, multiple ways that they can showcase their thinking and a place where they can drop their ideas, and then they can pull from that and start formulating an actual response. I am quickly interrupting this episode to share about the new and oh-so-improved all-access membership site for the Daily Writing Disguise. This is going to be your go-to resource library for all things writing prompts, increasing writing stamina, and for sparking writing interest and engagement. All access means just that. When joining, you will get immediate access to every single writing activity that has ever been created in this program, along with all future activities that are constantly in the works. I am keeping it simple for you, giving you everything that you need to provide meaningful writing experiences for your students. And each activity, you're gonna love this, can be completed in 10 minutes or less. Tested, tried, and true, I fully believe that you will see results and your students will be asking you to let them write. Head to theliteracydive.com/join to learn more about this game-changing writing membership. Now it comes into planning those responses. And so for this, you want to help your students making sure that they have the tools necessary to know how to create a response plan. This is going to be where you're going to have to be responsible for sharing strategies for creating a quick outline or a quick plan in response to a prompt. You will have to emphasize starting with a clear thesis statement or a main idea, and then listing those key points or the arguments that are going to then support it. You also want to think about, when utilizing a plan or utilizing an outline, graphic organizers are really handy for this. So you can begin introducing very simple graphic organizers like Venn diagrams for compare and contrast essays or story maps for narrative prompts to help students organize their thoughts before writing. And if you have not caught on to this, everything I've shared before is just the practice piece before they actually put the pencil to the paper and begin any type of writing. So your action step here is, if your students do not know the main structure of what a response should include, you will want to review the terms and make sure that this is something that becomes automatic for them. Terms like thesis, topic sentence, supporting details, transition words, concluding sentences, those all need to be explained, and your students need to be able to understand and identify them within a piece of writing. You will also want to begin showing planning strategies for every type of prompt that you will review in class. So having students see the different ways to organize their writing will help them sort out their response and make it more manageable to tackle. In fact, there are several simple graphic organizer style layouts that you can teach your students that they themselves can draw on their own independently as a planning technique. They just have to know that this is something that they're able to do. So for this, students are not writing, they are only focused on the planning piece. Again, I don't want you to think about complicating this. Simple bubble maps, simple flow charts, different types of Venn diagrams, T-charts, all of those types of organizers they may have seen already, you're just going to now incorporate them in a way where we can quickly draw it, fill it in, and use it for planning. Now that you have access to some of these strategies that you want to make sure that your students know, you may be wondering, how can I incorporate this practice into my day? The practice of understanding the prompt and then responding to that prompt, it's so important, but where or how do I do it? So now let's talk about some ways that you can integrate this skill into your daily lessons. So, daily writing prompt practice. Incorporating a daily, or if you're not there yet, think about weekly practice. Any amount of practice is going to be better than none at all. But you will want to incorporate a daily practice where students are able to practice this planning and responding to a variety of prompts. This can be a short, timed exercise that's going to mimic the test conditions that your students will have to face whenever it comes time for any type of testing scenario that they're in, and it's going to just make this become more familiar. They are going to become more comfortable with the different prompt types, and that is what we ultimately want. You can also think about peer review on prompt responses. So, after students write a response, you're going to have them swap papers with a peer to see if the response meets the prompt's requirements. This practice is going to help students to learn to critically evaluate writing and to understand the prompt directions from another perspective. This is a higher order skill, but it's really necessary and really beneficial, because if your students can analyze a piece of writing and critically evaluate it, they can then remember that when they are writing, their writing is going to be critically evaluated as well by whatever adult is reading it, and then seeing if they responded based on that prompt's requirement. And then reflective discussions. Regularly discussing as a class how different prompts were approached and tackled is going to be key. Highlighting various strategies and responses can actually broaden a student's understanding and adaptability when it comes time for reading, planning, and responding to a prompt. So your action step here is to simply make the time, prioritize and protect this learning time, and learning any new skill really does require that consistent time and exploration with it. So just understand that this is important for your students and it's going to follow them throughout their schooling. How important is that? Do not forgo the opportunity to have students discuss and explain their thinking to other students. I would say just to choose one day of the week to intentionally tackle this if you have never done it before. Start with one day and work up to more days. Eventually, you'll be able to replace that learning time that you've set aside for this practice with a different skill once your students have successfully mastered the concept. I truly love sharing tips for teaching students to break down writing prompts, understand what's being asked, and to plan their responses effectively. Making sure that you are giving students examples of common prompt types and quick brainstorming techniques will have so many benefits, and I hope that you are leaving with some ideas that you can go back immediately and implement. These actionable strategies can easily get up and running in your classroom, into your teaching practices, and it will improve your students' abilities to tackle these writing prompts confidently. But I want you to know that it does require time, but as you can see, it's not asking for a lot of it. Working on this day by day will allow you to spend less time on this skill versus trying to deep dive into a 30-minute crunch time session where your students are probably going to remember or retain none of it. So I want you to really think about giving a handful of minutes to practice these skills over the course of the week. By practicing these skills regularly, your students can approach writing tasks during their test with a clearer understanding and with a strategic plan, reducing anxiety and improving their overall performance. As always, let me know if you need any assistance with getting this up and running with your classroom situation or environment, and I would love to be able to chat with you about that. But until next time, keep diving into literacy. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Be sure to click that follow button so you never miss a new episode. And if you are enjoying what you hear, please consider sharing this podcast with a friend. Until the next episode, we can hang out over on Instagram at The Literacy Dive, and you can search The Daily Writing Disguise in your web browser to dive into a stockpile of creative writing activity collections created by me with student engagement in mind. For literacy resources and support, you can search The Literacy Dive on TPT. I'll catch you in the next episode.